What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to What Really Happened. I am not Mike Rivero. Sitting in for Mike Rivero, I'm his wingman tonight. Call me Goose. Mike is taking care of some much-needed business today. I'll let him discuss that with you tomorrow, if he's back tomorrow. But I got a late call here, so I'm happy to sit in. I think you'd probably rather hear some live broadcasting rather than listen to a rebroadcast. So here I'm going to do my best. Like I said, last-minute notice, but I am ready to go. A lot of stuff to talk about. By the way, today is the first day of summer. First day of summer. And there are storms on the horizon out there in Florida, outside there, a ways back. And the Weather Channel is just salivating, waiting for that hurricane. They just love this stuff. They love destruction. They love the chaos, and I don't. So I probably need to give Dane Wigginton a little call and say, hey, Dane, what's going on out there? Catch up. What's going on? You know what I'm talking about. Well, what is going on here? A lot of stuff going on. Big topics of the day, last couple of days, of course, the Durham report. And we've got Jim Jordan out there. He's the head of the House and Ways Means Committee. And bringing some truth to the document, the Durham report, John Durham's report, about Russiagate. And I got to tell you, watching a little bit of it today, I got to say, the Democrats stick together, all as one. I kid you not. I don't see Republicans ever doing that. Again, Republicans, they don't. Actually, many have crossed over. We had 20 crossed over not too long ago to not censor Adam Schiff, and I think that was despicable. The cowardly 20, I like to call them, the cowardly 20. It's pretty sad. I don't think there is such a thing as a Democrat crossing over to be a Republican. I've never seen a Democrat, personally speaking, to cross over and be a conservative and cite the Republicans, the conservative side, saying, you know what, it's the right thing to do. You're just right. Democrats, you're way off base. You're way off base. The Democrat Party, what does it stand for? Well, it stands for pretty much everything. They should probably change their motto to, if it feels good, do it, and we'll support it. They have evidently, they have no morality, no ethics. Don't know the definition of perversion. That's for sure. That, you know, Pride Month. Yeah, let's celebrate a whole month of man lying with man and woman lying with woman. Yeah, that's something to be celebrated, your sexual preference. Again, I like to say, keep it to yourself. I don't care. We don't care. There's no discrimination. Nobody's discriminating against you. We don't care about what you do in your private life, as you don't care what I do in my private life, probably. So can we just keep it there and forget this nonsense every year of pride, celebration, take one for the team? No, I'm not taking one for the team. I kind of like my team. I'm sticking with my team. I know my team. It's a good team to stay on. You stick with your team. That's fine. I don't care. Just keep it to yourself. But again, Jim Jordan's out there and pointing out the facts of the Durham report, the Russiagate, how this whole thing was a true conspiracy, if you think about it, a true conspiracy. Many people involved trying to take Donald Trump down before the election and why actually after he got in trying to take him down. We know about Peter Strzok. We know about Lisa Page. So we know the agenda. They didn't figure it right with the manipulation of the votes and the cheating and the Dominion voting machines with Hillary. They thought they had this thing in the bag. Oh, Hillary's going to win by landslide. Oh, no problem. Didn't happen. Well, they made sure they didn't screw up this time in 2020 with Joe Biden. They made sure they won this one, which has me worried about 2024, and you should be worried also. If 2024 is stolen, I think that's it. I think that's the end of everything. I see them to come after independent media. The communists will just pull our plug, and I hope that doesn't happen. Because we need independent media, we really do, to set things straight, to bring the information out there and open your eyes, I guess. That's kind of what I've always thought about doing when I decided to do this. John Stabmiller and I sat down talking and I said, why do you want to do this? Well, I want to open up people's eyes, you know, to the truth and point out the hypocrisy and the outright lies and propaganda of mainstream media. So here I am. Almost 6 years later, I'm still here. I'm still standing. So, not sure a whole lot was accomplished today in this Durham report with Jim Jordan. Like I said, the Democrats all sticking together. All is one and one for all. Wasn't that like the three musketeers? I think that their little saying as they took off. But they are united and actually turning the tables on the whole discussion. I don't want to discuss things, you know. It's funny when they don't want to discuss the facts, the truth, what do they do? Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump. You know, he's a bad guy to be involved with. Anybody involved with Donald Trump is going down a bad road. And John Durham, you should not be associated with this man. He's taking you down a road here, and you're all being taken. This guy's a bad guy. Never, ever, ever addressing the facts of this case that are in the Durham report. Not once discussing facts. Always turning the tables. It's Donald Trump. He's the bad guy. He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. Well, Jim Jordan also had his day, I think, also with Rochelle Walensky of the CDC. Geez, I got to tell you, I remember one thing when in my business law class. I had business law in ninth grade. Can you believe that? Fulton Junior High School. I was talking to Ron McDonald about it the other day, and he goes, "You had a business law class?" I said, "Yeah, ninth grade, my freshman year." Amazing. They still have it. I don't know. I don't know if they still have that class. It probably disappeared along with shop class and Meadows class and all these other classes that they had that we used to take for granted. We loved it. And they're all gone bye-bye now. And the girls' class is the same way. To make a young girl into a young woman, to have life's skills, to leave the home someday and take care of yourself and your husband, your kids. These classes were all great classes, and I can't tell you how much I learned. Wiring, electricity, plumbing, you name it, man. I don't farm anything out. I pretty much do it all myself. And probably came from these classes. You know, I learned something about how to do this and that. So saved myself a lot of money. And there's a lot of great, you know, big self-esteem booster when you can do it yourself. Isn't that feel good to do something yourself and look, I did it. I did it myself. I didn't call anybody. I saved some money. Yeah. But Jim Jordan taking on Rochelle Walensky and pretty much was nothing more than a CYA cover your ass type situation here. Always passing the buck and blame to what? The science has changed. Really? I thought you guys were experts and you said the science is settled, right? Just like your global warming crap. Is the science is settled. You know you're being lied to when anybody talks that rhetoric, that narrative saying the science has been settled. It's not been settled. Science is always changing, and we get new technology, new ways to discover things. And so if you hear it's been settled, you're being lied to. There's an agenda tacked onto it. So, but she did a good job. She's not going to jail. She's not going to jail for pushing a bioweapon, COVID-19 shot. She's not going to go to jail for this. No, no way. Because, you know, ignorance is excuse in the law. Now, remember my teacher in business law class, he actually wrote on the chalkboard. We had chalkboards in. Now you have dry boards in schools most of the time. We're on the chalkboard, told us to repeat it a couple of times, and then we started our first class in business law. And what he wrote on the chalkboard was, there is no ignorance and excuse for the law. There is no ignorance and no excuse to be used in the law. We are accountable for our actions. We are responsible for what we do. But we found out today when they came down with the verdict, I guess, the plea deal settlement with this creep, Hunter Biden, the sweetheart deal. I think we're calling it the sweetheart deal. They're talking about the sweetheart deal. And it's not about a sweetheart. It's a sweetheart of a deal to keep your ass out of jail, keep your ass out of prison. And it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. Income tax evasion. Ah. No big deal here. Just pay this. I don't even know if he had to pay a fine with the accrued interest on top of what he cheated the United States government. Isn't that funny? His father hires 87,000 more IRS agents, gives him a Glock, and says, we need you to squeeze more people to get taxes, and his own son is not reporting his taxes. Well, he didn't want to report it because if the IRS actually had done their job, they'd say, well, where'd you get $1.9 million? Where'd you get $5 million? Where'd you get this money? You don't work here in the United States. Oh, you're on Burisma Board, Burisma Holdings Board. that would have led a trail to the corruption to the Biden family, and they can't have that happen. So, yeah, just don't report it. Don't report it. And somewhere along the way, we discover some voice recordings from a member, I give it a high up in you, the Ukrainian company Burisma Holdings, to cover his ass on the bribery scam. And here's the money trail. Here it is. Here it is. Where, Joe? Where's the money? I don't know. You tell me. No, no, no. Tell us where it is. You know what? They actually can find it. This is not hard, you know. Again, we look at the income of politicians. We look at the income of a president. And when you start seeing numbers that just don't stack up to the salary, you got to say, there's something fishy here. There's something crooked going on. And when that's not reported, the FBI and the IRS should have been working together. Said something's fishing here. This doesn't make the math here, the income versus what's in this bank account. I don't care if you spread it across the board here. You've got plenty of other people. I know 20 LLCs plus were used as funneling stations, channeling the money. Basically, they call it racketeering and some money laundering. And there's a trail, but. Will something be done about it? So the sweetheart deal today that Hunter Biden gets, no prison time, no jail time, going into a diversion program. What's that all about? Well, you go in this program, and if you promise, pinky promise, I guess, you promise to stay clean off of drugs for 2 years, then your felonies, plural, become misdemeanors, and I believe they actually said they would be expunged. It would disappear from his record completely. Amazing, amazing. So you cheat the government, taxes, you lie about this and that, you fill out a gun form, that you want to buy a pistol, whatever, firearm, you falsify that, you have, you lied on the application, you do have a drug conviction, you lied about it, and nothing happens. Nothing happens. And I said this before. I do believe, and I saw it, I heard it for the first time today. Somebody repeating what I said. That this is a psychological operation. It's intended to frustrate you. It's meant to anger you. It's meant to break your will. And maybe even push you to a point where you might use violence. And I love that. That's a great idea for Biden. He could grab more power. He could have a martial law, grab more power for himself, and never give it back. You know, giving it back is not going to happen. Once they take it for good, it's not coming back. Comrade Joe is not going to give back the power. What a great opportunity. We have another January 6th here. People are not happy with the sweetheart deal to Hunter Biden, so they get angry, they may lash out. Or maybe there'll be provocateurs in the crowd, people like Ray Epps on a bullhorn. We must do this, we must do this. It may not be Ray Epps, it'll be his clone or brother of his, inciting violence, and then you'll have the FBI and other intelligence agencies dressed in black and trying to look like they are part of some kind of militia group, some terrorist group, when indeed they're just the intelligence. Just like they did up in Washington for January 6th, and instigate trouble, and then to point blame. And then we're in a national crisis, violence all over the nation here. Cities are burning, violence looting stores, people shooting and killing another. And therefore, I'll call in the National Guard, and we'll have martial law. There is a lot of activity going on right now. I've noticed in my area, around the country, what's going on. National Guards, they must be on high alert. They are active. They're getting ready for something. I don't know what. Maybe it's that 30 tons of ammonium nitrate that disappeared. Maybe something's going to be blowing up. I don't know. Still, there's no word on that. There's no investigation to that, far as I know. It's just missing. It's just missing. You know, 2 tons was used to take down the building in Oklahoma City by Patsy Timothy McVeigh. So what do you think they could do with 30 tons? And I think somebody mentioned on my show a while back, blow up a dam, flood a city, flood the agriculture, ruin the soil. Maybe there's no planting, no harvesting, destroy the crops, which would further mess up and increase our supply chain problems, our agriculture. We don't have this, we don't have that, and then take away our animals too. You know, those cows in Kansas, 10,000 of them, getting hot one day and just dropping off dead all at once. I'm still kind of scratching my head on that one. I look down the street from me. I live out in the country. I've got horses across the street, a horse ranch. I've got cows down the street. And we got roosters, and we got everything out here where it's kind of nice. But our cows do well in the heat, and we have the humidity we factor in also. So we have heat and humidity, and our cows look great. Even when they're in the sun, and when they're not in the sun, they're drinking water, or they're sitting under a tree. But 10,000 head of cattle all dropping dead at the same time? I ain't buying that one. Heat exhaustion? Not buying that one. Poisoned water? Yeah, I'm pretty much buying that one. Global warming? No. No. Sabotage. So that's that. The Biden deal. Sweetheart deal. That doesn't apply to you. It doesn't apply to me. It applies to elites, politicians, children, if they're important politicians, and to Hollywood celebrities, I guess you might say. I remember when George W. Bush got busted for cocaine. You remember that? Yeah. That's a felony. Became president. Expunged. That happens when your father's head of the CIA, though. You can have all those strings pulled, and you can have those things dropped, and you don't have to show up for your National Guard. Don't worry about it. Go AOL. No problem. I'll take care of that. I'll pencil whip that for you. That's the sad part about what we have for president every 4 years. It doesn't matter which party is in. It's simply an elitist kind of group of people that always want to be president, want more power for themselves. And I'd put Donald Trump in that category too. A man's got billions of dollars. He's got power. I guess that wasn't enough. He wanted more power. Or he truly believed he could make this country great again. I don't know. Did he really believe he could beat the swamp? You know, let's not call it the swamp anymore. A swamp is one of those situations that's ecological. It's balanced. It's part of nature, you know. There's aquifers. There's all kinds of algae. There's all kinds of things going on in a swamp. It's pretty neat, swamp. I think we should call what we know to be the shadow government, the deep state. Let's just call it for what it is. It's the sewer. Not the swamp. But the swamp's a good thing. It's the sewer. Not a whole lot lives in the sewer. You can't put up animals in the sewer. I know those old stories of in the sewers they found in New York City. They found gators in the sewers. Oh, they were so huge. You know, it killed one of the workers. He went down to unclog it, and he never came back. We just assume. You know, the big 12-foot gator, something like out of a sci-fi movie, got him. But nothing really much lives in the sewer except bacteria, germs, bacteria. Fungi, bad stuff, E. coli. So let's refer to the deep state, not as a swamp. We can call it administrative state. That works pretty well, which is the same as the deep state, but just call it the sewer. Well, let's talk about, like I said, that deal would never be offered to you and me. We serve our time. And that bothers me. You know, it bothers me. They talk about the rule of law and transparency from the White House. We're all equal. We're all treated the same. That's not true. That is not true. You and I go to jail for these offenses. I would never get a deal like this. I could ask for a deal, and they'd laugh at you. Hey, can I have the same deal Hunter got? Can I go in the diversion program? And I promise I won't do it again. Can I go to diversion? No. You're going to jail. Mr. Elkins, you're going to jail. It's the way it goes. So we're not equals. We are not equals at all. And again, this plea deal, this sweetheart deal, is being thrown in our faces to frustrate us, anger us. They want to break our will. It's a psychological operation. More to come. Your calls. I'll take your calls anytime now. Not the first hour, but I'll take it. 5-1. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at WhatReallyHappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Steve Elkins again sitting in for Mike Rivero today. He should be back, I think, tomorrow. I'll find out a little later tonight. Give him a call. Speaking about this sweetheart deal from Hunter Biden, I actually saw CNN, and I also believe it was MSNBC, pretty much talking the same talk here. They actually were giving excuses for the plea deal. When it was pointed out, this is, a lot of people don't get these kind of deals. How does this happen? They were actually giving the excuse. I kid you not. They were giving the excuse for the plea deal. It was similar to other cases. What other cases? Again, the politician, the celebrity, the elitist. Who gets these sweetheart deals? Not answered. But I can tell you right now, prisoners and TV are watching TV, and they see this Hunter deal, and they're saying, getting this sweetheart deal, and they're saying, hey, wait a minute. I did that, and I did that, and I did that, and I'm in prison. Doesn't sound fair. I think my lawyer screwed me. Clearly a double standard in the law. We wouldn't get such a great deal, sweetheart deal like that. But I can't believe it. The mainstream media actually gave the excuse for the plea, the plea deal itself, the sweetheart deal. And they actually used another excuse. They said it was similar to other cases. And also, you also have to remember, he was an addict. So wait a minute, so what he was an addict? So being an addict actually gives you an excuse for what you did, in breaking the law. That's an excuse. I thought maybe my teacher wrote on the board there, ignorance is no excuse in the law. I guess you can claim ignorance. Now you can claim drug dependence and then get off from the laws you break. It appears that's the new normalies for the Democrats. It works for the Democrats. I don't think it works for Republicans, but you can actually say that, well, you know, Your Honor, I was under influence and I shouldn't have done these things I did. It wasn't me. And for some reason, they don't have to, they have to show intent. Democrats are essentially saying the prosecutor has to show intent to defraud for personal gain. And if you can show the intent, then we prosecute and you get the full, the book thrown at you. But the thing is here, you can't use that as an excuse. Drug dependence, that's your problem. You rob a bank when you're under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and you think you're going to get a sweetheart deal and saying, well, Your Honor, I wouldn't have normally done that. I wouldn't have robbed that bank and I wouldn't have shot that lady. But you see, I was under the influence of a drug here, and I cannot be held accountable for my actions because I this is my first time. I've never done this before. But I was under the influence and I committed the crime. So could you give me some slack here? Can you give me a sweetheart deal? It doesn't work for you and me. It does not work. But again, that's what they're working with. It's similar to other cases. He's an addict and he can't be held accountable for his actions in breaking the law. So there you go. There you have it. They actually had the courage and the guts to say that. Despicable. Despicable. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to some people here. Chris in Virginia, you're on the show.
Steve, they've already crossed so many red lines with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're so far gone, down crossing red lines, more red lines, yeah. More red lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's literally like the bully in the lunchroom taking your lunch money every day. That's what they're yeah. just like, what are you going to do, boy? What are you going to do, boy?
It's almost in your face, kind of a taunting situation of what are you going to do? You see, I've got the system beat, man. I've got people in place, and this is never going to go anywhere, so you're wasting your time. I do believe this is a psychological operation, Chris, to break your will, to frustrate you, to anger you, maybe even push you to violence. I think it's a psychological operation.
I totally agree, and I think like with the pride stuff and the gay agenda, gay homophobo stuff, all that's part of it too, right? Same thing in your face.
Here's what they're going to do on that. On that agenda there, what they're playing on do is to oversaturate you, overwhelm you to a point where you see everybody kind of going in the woke direction, and then everything is kind of leaning woke, 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 until you get to a point where everything is kind of that way, and you throw up your arms and you say, I give up. Because my choices are now limited to where I can go for business, because everybody has got together, kind of like the Democrats, all getting together, all agreeing as one, we're going to go in this direction. And none of us will break ranks. We'll stay with the agenda. And if corporations do that and they all start to go in that direction, then we say, well, I can't boycott. I need this product. I need this product. I have to go now to these people anyway, regardless of the agenda. And I think they're trying to swamp the system, overwhelm the system to where you finally say, I'm saturated. I'm tired. I don't care anymore. I give up.
Yeah, well, I agree with that too. Personally, my opinion is I don't think that's going to work as far as maybe with them forcing us to buy their products, but I think that them saturating us in that way is going to create a civil, not war, but it's going to create a civil, enough of a civil friction that's going to be otherworldly. It's going to be like nothing we've ever seen. You're talking about messing with people's kids.
Well,
there's
major,
enough
major.
People left.
Yeah. Well, you heard the Biden speech lately. You know, your kids belong to us. They're in our control, our hands. They belong to us. You know, he's trying to follow that Hillary thing. It takes a village to raise the child.
I'm already. Yeah.
Hang on the line. Hang on the line here. We'll come right back to you. Hang on.
Yes, sir.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Steve Elkins again, sitting in for Mike Rivera for What Really Happened Today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. But we're going to go back to the telephone, talk to Chris. And what I said earlier before we went to commercial break, following the Democrats and these people that are making excuses up for Hunter Biden, why he got this sweetheart deal, it takes a village, you know, and to raise the child and all these agendas being forced on our children in school. And I want to talk about that a little bit later here, this Pride event thing, what happened at the White House and these children at this middle school in Massachusetts. I'm very proud of them, very proud of them. And thank God. And I have some parents who care. Evidently the children have been listening to their parents and realize they're being groomed, the indoctrination and the grooming going on. And, the brainwashing going on here in these schools, and it's sickening. It's sickening. I just, you know, 20 years ago, you try to pull this crap in a school, a grade school, and you pull a kid off to the side and you mess with their head, talk about sexuality and positions and sexual orientation, and you're getting graphic with a child. CPS would come and they would haul you off. And today, the CPS that used to protect the child, and I talked about that video I played on my show called Boys Beware, and it was on the network for a while. I think it was like 10-minute video where they brought us into the gym in sixth grade, and all the boys had to watch this. And this it was about homosexuality. It was about predators. It was about what predators will do to catch their prey. So we had schools that were protecting children back then. We had CPS, Child Protective Services, that cared about the children back then. And now we have promotion from these two groups on sexual orientation, trying to screw your kid's head up. I just heard today 1 in 5 children are now depressed. Wonder why. Wonder why their head's all messed up. They're depressed. They don't know what they are anymore. You know, you're a boy, but maybe you're a girl. You should think about this stuff. So I'm going to give it back to you, Chris. What else you got to say?
Well, sir, you made me think of a good meme that I saw where it was a Trojan horse, great big Trojan horse that was parked in front of a castle gate.
Yep.
And there was somebody on the ground that was yelling up to the guard, and that person had the word Democrats over top of him.
Yeah.
And the Trojan horse had the word LGBTQ agenda on it.
I saw that.
And the people, you see that one? And then basically what was hidden inside the Trojan horse was pedophiles.
Yeah.
And that's what you try to, because you talk, look, it's the same thing like with the COVID. When you talk to people about COVID-related issues, the same bury your head in the sand, don't want to deal with reality mentality that you fight with. It's the same thing with the LGBTQ agenda. When you talk to people, oh, this is harmful. Oh, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is bad. It is bad. It is bad. It's inappropriate and totally wrong to be talking to a children about these matters. You know, I remember sex ed. Do you remember sex ed when you had it in school? In grade school, I remember having it, and I think we had it again in junior high. Nothing after that. In high school, you should know what you're doing by now. So pretty much with the girls. So, but they talk to you about your bodies, I think in the sixth grade and then somewhere in junior high somewhere. But, is just – and it wasn't talking about the other. It wasn't talking about a sexual orientation. It was about your body, what your body's changes are going to be, hormones, things are going to happen to you.
It was useful information.
It was useful information. So you don't freak out when you look down there and say, geez, what's happening down there? You learn, you understand what your body is supposed to be doing at a certain age. A young woman understands that she's going to start her period at 13, maybe 12 or 13 years old. She understands.
In the late 80s.
Yeah, she's going to become a woman now, so that's what sexual education was. And now it's totally opposite. It's like, we'll give you a little bit of that, but what we're really going to focus on is this other stuff. We're going to mess with your heads, which reminds me of that song from Whitney Houston, "The children are our future." Yes, they are our future, and they're being messed with. They're messing with the children.
Yeah, and I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s. That's when I was in middle school and high school, and it was the same thing as you, what you're talking about. And I think these perverts have always been there, Steve. They just knew they couldn't get away with certain things.
Yeah. Well, I see the trickle-down effect. We see the trickle-down effect in a lot of different areas. And I remember, if you look at TV, how influential TV is, you remember that the common man, looks to TV and he sees things that influence him to pick up the bad habit. And Hollywood was really big on smoking. You know, they had the women with the long filter tips and how elegant was the way she held her hand, her little pinky up in the air as she smoked on her little cigarette there and her little holder. And the man, the macho kind of guy on the horse pulls out his Marlboros, the Marlboro man. And, you know, smoking was thought to be, a luxury, I guess. It was only for the special, the elite, the actors, the actresses, and the common man. Well, you know, not you, but for some reason along the way, it started to trickle down effect, and common man started smoking, started lighting up, and they followed exactly what Hollywood was suggesting. And we see this in so many ways in Hollywood's teachings. But you think about that song from Whitney Houston, "The children are our future," and give them education and let them lead the way. And they'll, if you guide them in the right direction, you give them the right information, they should do well by you. But look what we have now here. You send a child to school and you have seven, eight hours of brainwashing and indoctrination. And forgetting what really education, the school's system was about. It's about education. It's about reading, writing, arithmetic, and other things in science. But for some reason, those aren't important because, well, we're changing the world. They want to change the world. They want to mold it. As Klaus Schwab said in The Great Reset, we have a great opportunity now. And, COVID gave them a great opportunity now to accelerate in many different agendas now. And this grooming process, it ain't going away. It's not going away. And we're going to have to do something more. We're going to have to flood these boardrooms. We're going to have to flood these PTA meetings. You're going to have to hold accountability. I'm going to say be calm. Make your point. Do not get violent because they want you to be violent. They want to call you a domestic terrorist for voicing your opinion. But right is right and wrong is wrong. And this is so wrong on so many levels to mess with the child. Let me ask you something, Chris. What's the breaking point? What's the breaking point for most people to get off their asses and say, you know what? I'm not going to take this anymore. What's that breaking point? What does it have to happen until somebody said, you know what? That's it. Final straw. I am sick of this. I'm going to say something. I'm going to be flooding those meetings. I'm going to be the most vocal person. What's it going to take?
I think everybody who's going to get off their butt has already got off their butt. Honestly.
Well. Sad commentary. I don't know.
And I think you're a Christian, right, Steve?
Sure I am. Yeah.
Okay, so I like to boil down what Jesus said to people. Is I say, well, you're a Christian, right? I say to people, you know, and I'm like, and Jesus said, don't mess with kids.
Yeah.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah, he had a special thing in his heart for children. Children are they're innocent. They're all innocent. And they don't know sometimes, and they can be taken advantage of. And so, yeah, to attack the child, to take advantage of the child, is an ultimate sin. And that's why in prisons, that's why guards let it out that this new inmate coming in is a pedophile. He's gone after children. He's hurt children. He's a child murderer. They let this stuff out because prisoners have families also, and they love their kids. They may have done wrong in some things, but they have no empathy for a child molester because children are all innocent.
Well, it's the suicide for the culture. It's cultural suicide.
Yeah,
it's pedophilia. It's cultural suicide. If it's normalized, it's cultural suicide. Just like the normalizing of homosexuality and all the in certain ways. You know, we know. Yeah. But sure. Yeah. So Jesus said, "Don't mess with kids." And basically, so much stuff I want to say to you, Steve. Let me just get out what I need to get out because I know you got to move on. I'll just change subject real quick and then get two quick points out real fast.
Sure.
One of them is, Steve, I deal with the public a lot. I work in hospitals a lot, by the way. That's a whole other subject. Mm-hmm. And I've seen what you're talking about. But anyway, that's a whole other subject. But just the general public in general, and I live in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Steve, I hate my country. I don't hate my country as far as the government is supposed to be. I hate the people around me, Steve. I hate them. Yeah. I cannot stand them because of how stupid they are.
Yeah.
I really do hate my fellow man. And don't tell me, oh, you're not supposed to judge. And no, it's true. These people are idiots in our country. Yeah. Absolute freaking idiots. All they care about is their freaking football team, what's on TV, what they're going to do this weekend, and their family, and their work. And I heard from so many damn people, I didn't take the shot. I ended up working in hospitals. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows that I didn't take it except my boss. But I went up to so many tough construction guys, and said, "What are you going to take the shot? Are you going to take the shot?" And they're like, "Well, we ain't got no choice."
Here's what I'll tell you. What I found out a couple of weeks ago, and I'm very, very happy to report this. I'm very proud. I found that ER nurses, ICU nurses, CCU nurses, ER nurses. Are some of the smartest people around. They have quite a bit of education, and they caught that there was something fishy about the COVID shot from the beginning. And then when it was mandated, many states were mandating it, and then the hospitals pushed it, or the reverse. They suggested it, and the hospital would mandate that if you want to work here still, you have to take the shot. I through my contacts across the country, and I have lots of nurses out there, friends of mine, come back to me. I am proud to report that they were smart enough to know this was a scam and that they were giving each other normal saline shots, just as Congress received normal saline shots. They didn't get the real thing, and they were falsifying papers in order to save their lives, their health, and they were just to do so. First of all, we haven't talked about a whole lot. We've mentioned it, the Nuremberg trials. This was experimentation. This is dangerous stuff, and you can't force it on people. But this government, this communist, they don't care about the Constitution, the rights, Bill of Rights, and forcing corporations to implement what they wanted all along was you to get the shot. And I'm happy to report that my group of people, educated as they are, many of them knew, learned early on this is a scam and did not comply. But here, we did it. Okay. All right. You can keep your job. I probably sent out my medical religious exemption probably to 100 people to help them make sure that they didn't, they could turn it in and hopefully not have to take this shot. And I was, and my wife were the same way. And many of my friends said, well, let's get together and think about this here. If they don't budge, what are we going to do? Well, I'm quitting. Or actually, you're going to fire me, because if you fire me, I can go on unemployment. But they try to work that again. Oh, no, you can't go on unemployment. You've been fired because this is a mandate. Everybody has to. I said, well, the only way we can win this case here is to bring them to their knees, especially in the emergency areas. And I hate to say that. I hate to say that. But that's the only way to win against these evil people, to force me to take something that I know is going to harm my health and is experimental. I'm going to walk out. Fire me, fire me. We're going to fire all of us. We're going to shut your ERs down. We're going to shut your ICUs down. We're going to shut it all down, okay? You want to, your labor and delivery, shut down. That's the only way we could win this one. And I hate to say it, but that's the only way we could win. And yeah, we won. And we won.
Excellent. That is great to hear. Really, that is awesome.
Well, do you know what? Today, just the other day, I'm watching on TV, and a politician in Canada actually had the guts to stand up and say, I am apologizing to all those people who did not take the shot that we went after. We attempted to ruin your lives, ruin your livelihoods, ruin your economics. I am deeply sorry we did that, because she realized the COVID shot is a bioweapon and more harm is being caused by it than the actual disease itself. She had the guts to say, I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's awesome, Steve.
I want to hear that from Donald Trump. I want to hear that from Donald Trump.
Oh, I agree. I don't know why the hell, what his deal is, man, on that.
I want to hear him say, you know what? I got bad advice. I had bad advice. People around me were on an agenda. I didn't know. This is all new to me. I'm not a doctor. And I was taken.
I think somebody's threatening him, Steve. If he goes there,
Well, the pharmaceuticals could put a hit on him. No doubt about it. They could put a hit on him. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you go there, you say whatever you want. If you go there, you know, something's gonna happen to Barron.
Yeah.
One of his family members or something. So, yeah. Because I agree with you. Yeah. But hey, can I say one more thing?
So sure. Real quick here.
Yesterday. Somebody mentioned on one of your shows about that it's kind of like when you smell rain coming.
Yeah.
I can smell like something big, huge is getting ready that they've cooked up is getting ready to happen. And and that's one thing. And the second thing, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Never forget that Russia has hypersonic missiles that can travel the whole from one end of the horizon to the other in the span of 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah,
and they can put a nuke on one of those.
Yeah, well, we don't want to mess with that, but I don't know. People in the Pentagon believe they can actually win a nuclear war. Hey, got to move on here. I got another one
sir.
In Canada coming in, so appreciate
yes,
the call,
Thank
Chris.
You.
Thanks.
Thank
Daryl in Canada, sorry for the wait, but what's on your mind?
Well, that was a very good discussion. I enjoyed that, and you took the words right out of my mouth at the end when I said, well, Trump, come on, Trump, why don't you just follow in this Canadian's footsteps? There's not enough of them. It doesn't matter Canada or the U.S., but, he would be a great example, but he's never going to do that. He's a lax person that's going to do that with his personality type of thing. You know, that's absolutely monstrous news, which you were just talking about 5 minutes ago, about these nurses. They were probably applying those to certain, nurses don't have the, don't hold the corner on smarts. The doctors probably, I'm sure they probably got together with doctors and did the same thing to them. But that's the story.
I think that did happen. I think doctors, some of the doctors, I don't know too many doctors. Well, for a while there, you guys lost a lot of doctors in Canada, by the way.
Yeah.
So some of your doctors believed what they were being told. And I have a hard time with understanding that. I didn't go to med school. I'm a pretty good student, and I just got my bachelor's. I was going to go back for a master's and figured it's not worth it financially to do it. But I remember my microbiology class, and I did all my studying. I even went back and pulled a couple books out. Am I wrong here? Is there something I'm missing? I've never heard. There's no such thing as an asymptomatic spreader. And once I realized that, I realized there was an agenda here. And then it started to all come together, the pieces of the puzzle, the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, the PCR tests that were supposed to be flawed that gave you positive readings. It all came together for me very fast. Stay on the line. We'll come right back to you, okay?
Okay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gilad Atzman says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Working 2 jobs since never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Back. Before I go back to Daryl in Canada, I wanted to throw something else at you real quick to kind of backtrack a smidgen on the sweetheart deal from Hunter Biden by the DOJ. And I got to laugh at this one. I'm actually really happy about it. Tucker Carlson covered this double standard of justice on his Twitter show. It's actually episode number 7. Get this. He had 9.7 million views of his show. Do you hear that little noise in the background? Do you hear? Listen real quick. Do you hear it? Do you hear that noise coming from Fox News? That's a puckering noise. That's called rectal puckering. Fox is rectal puckering right now because they killed their golden goose here, Tucker Carlson. He is more popular than ever, getting more viewers than ever. Tucker, great job. Keep it up. Going back to Daryl in Canada. Go ahead and finish up there, Daryl.
Yeah, and give it a couple more days. It might be close to 100 million like some of his first and second episode had, so that's not over with, yeah. That's for sure. You mentioned the 20%. I get to Hunter Biden in a minute, but you mentioned 20% of kids depressed. That's probably a low number. I mean, there's a lot of kids that are that are vaxxed or have been shed on by their fellow students or by their parents. The mRNA spike protein is probably screwing with their brain. Not to mention those antidepressants that doctors dispense like Pez, the old Pez candy that's before my time, but I remember hearing about it. But that'll fix your brain real nice. I heard that it was just sketchy. I was kind of searching through things, and I heard that read this MSNBC host or somebody on there called Hunter Biden courageous. I'm not sure what that was about.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
In what way?
Nothing's off limits with them.
And, courageous. Wow.
Yeah, courageous, not outrageous, courageous. Yeah, yeah. But I have to say this. Hunter Biden was never going to jail. I mean, his dad was going to pardon beforehand. This case had a long shadow cast over it.
Agreed.
It was never going to happen. As a matter of fact, Biden pardoning his son is not over, especially if, by some miracle next November, if we haven't been nuked by then, he'll be defeated. I mean, because there's a whole laundry list of stuff on that laptop from hell that could still be charged. So he's going to give him a blanket pardon.
I think what's going to happen here, actually, I think what they're using, there's two different situations here. I think, you know, the idea that the FBI released some of this stuff when they could have kept it and from the American people, I got a funny feeling that they're going after Donald Trump now, and they may just pull the same trick on Joe Biden to get him out. There's plenty of reasons why they could turn on him. And because I'm not sure he'll make it to 2024. His health is failing. His mind is going. But then I see in the news that the polls that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is making a big surge right now. His poll numbers are going up big time. Then I started thinking about, the Democrats, would they embrace Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? No, they won't. And because, first of all, he's part of the Children's Health Defense. He goes after those dang pedophiles, those lecturers. He goes after the vaccine industry, the big pharmas. He's going after that. One thing he hasn't really hit hard is the fraud of global warming, and I think he's being educated on that now. But they're going to pull a Bernie Sanders on him. Even if he wins the Democrat primary, they're going to pull a Bernie Sanders on him by pulling out the super PAC.
Right.
And the super PAC is going to change their mind. Well, we've picked our winner for the Democrat primary, and it's not going to be RFK Jr. Yeah, they're going to find some reason. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, you know, Hunter, go ahead. I don't know if you want
to. I'm going in the second hour real quick here. Hold on. We'll go to the second hour. We'll come right back to you. And we got to make it fast because I got lines filling up right now.
Okay.
Second hour coming up.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.